this amongst the troops up at the Little Ticket is get into interesting scenes that people may have going on in their situations, even if it's behind the scenes personnel that the masses might not know right up top. If their scene piques our interest enough, we will bring them on, and we have found such an individual. If you've been to a ticket roadshow, especially one of ours in recent days, you might have heard us refer to Mr. Irwin. He is the promotions adjunct at most of these things, which means if there's anything to give away, he does it. If there are t-shirts to be dispensed, don't come talking to us about that. I haven't seen a ticket t-shirt myself in so long. I don't know what it looks like anymore, but he does.
If there are drunk people who are demanding that they somehow are owed said ticket t-shirts or whatever other paraphernalia we have, he has to deal with them. It's a thankless job. He puts up with a lot of crap. If CEOs of company are breathing down our necks, then they're breathing down his neck.
Right.
He does a great job. Irwin does a wonderful job.
He's got our back, for sure. And he's a fine, fine fellow.
Yeah.
And he joins us right now. Hi there, Mr. Irwin.
Hello.
How are you?
Fine.
Are you hearing things okay in there?
More me.
More him?
More Irwin.
Well, you've been paying attention all this time, haven't you?
Yes, sir.
All right, so we wanted to talk to you about your situation because we've talked to you about this a number of times off the air. And the more we've talked to you about this, the more interesting it's gotten, right?
I would say so. I'm not sure how this subject was broached. I think it may have been talked about on the air. And then Irwin pulled me aside one day and said, "Look, dude, here's what I got going on."
Yeah.
Now, Irwin and I are the same age. We both graduated in 1988 from high school. Irwin went to Kimball, where you graduated from, Mike.
Right. Irwin is from the hood.
39? You're not 40 yet, are you?
Be 40 in February.
All right. You're 39 years old. And at some point during the show, we were talking about maybe it was Jordan, your daughter, Mike, who is 21 years old now, going to be 22 here pretty soon. Maybe it was about if you were ready to be a grandfather at your age. At 58 or 59 or whatever.
The thought to me is absolutely chilling.
Not so much because of your age, probably, but you think she's too young.
Right. You know, I mean, if something like that were to happen, and I pray to the good, sweet, clean Lord Jesus Christ, the maker of us all, that it doesn't, then I could roll with it. But at the age of 22, I think she is far, far, far too young to even be thinking of something like that.
Right. I think it was one of these conversations that we had, and Irwin...
Yeah, about me with kids and everything.
And Irwin then pulled me aside and dropped the bombshell on me that at the age of 39, how many kids do you have?
Five.
You have five kids. And how many grandkids do you have?
Four.
Wow!
39 years old, five kids, four grandkids.
That's like an NBA player.
I mean, at 30, I just had my second kid here 5 months ago at the age of 40, 39. And I'm not going to be a grandfather. At the earliest, I'll be 60. That means my kid... My oldest kid would have a kid at 21 or whatever, something like that. So, I mean, I'll be your age if the worst case scenario happens, Mike. But for you, Irwin, you're long past that. So how old were you when you started cranking out kids?
18.
18?
Was this your high school girlfriend or just a girl?
High school girl.
High school girl?
High school girlfriend?
No,
or just high school girl?
Just a high school girl.
How old was she?
17.
Whoa. Now, did your mom
and
dad?
He said more him.
Did they have you? Yeah, pull this thing a little bit closer.
Come on.
Okay. There you go. You can bend it like this.
Yeah.
Did your parents have you at a young age or any other of your siblings at a young age?
My mom was 20.
When she had you?
Yep.
That's pretty young. So your mother is a great-grandmother at the age of... Before she was 60, she was a great-grandmother. Yeah.
She would have been, but...
Oh! Bear trap.
Way to go, Corby.
Nope. Bear trap.
Way to go, Corby.
Bear trap. No. All right. So you had your first at 18.
Right.
And then give us the age of your other... how old you were when you had your other kids?
19.
Oh! And...
20.
Mm-hmm. Now, wait. Let's back up here, because the first high school girl that you had this first kid with, obviously, you guys got married, and you had three kids together?
We had one, and another one by somebody else, and then came back with her and had another one.
What?
Whoa.
Yes.
Whoa.
I was so busy.
So you two don't know anything about it. Then all of a sudden, he shows up and says, here's your granddaughter.
Exactly.
Oh, my God. What an amazing story.
All right. Now, the most recent grandbaby.
Yes.
How old is this one?
The newest
grandbaby.
She was born September 27th.
Okay, so brand new.
Brand new.
When did you, and which child did this come from?
This is my youngest son.
Who is how old?
16.
Oh!
Irwin.
Man.
Irwin. Irwin.
And the Irwin family likes to do some screwing.
No doubt, man. Now, when did you find out about his baby? Did he tell you whenever he knocked up the girl?
Yeah, immediately.
He did?
Yep.
What'd he say? Dad, look, man.
Well, he called me with the sad voice.
Yeah.
Dad, I got to talk to you about something.
Yeah. Matt. And then he kind of mumbled it. I got this girl pregnant. I said, what?
Well, this should come as no shock to you anymore.
Hey, it's been, 17 years for me, buddy.
Every time the phone would ring, I'd be like, all right, who'd you knock up?
Oh, God, another grandkid. The phone is ringing.
Oh, no.
Nice trip, dream.
So, now, how did you take that news? I mean, these things happen. To us, you seem like a very affable, very good-natured...
I can't
really
see Irwin getting
back.
Really mad.
No, I can't either.
Well, this hurt me because he had so much going in sports.
He's a really good football player, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Goes to Irvin MacArthur. You know...
Football.
All-around athlete.
Yeah.
You know,
so it's going to set him back a little bit.
Yeah.
Now, is the baby, the new baby, with you guys, or is he with the mom's family?
No, he's with them. She's with him.
Okay. Now, is he going to own up to it as far as responsibility? Are you making him...
Yeah, the baby lives there with him.
Oh. Okay.
Oh.
All right.
Oh.
So how... It's 16. How do you deal with that? Are you... I mean,
well, his mom, me, his sister.
Oh,
you know.
God. Man,
everybody has a hand in it.
There's a rather sizable support group there.
Exactly.
Yeah, I guess so.
Golly, Irwin.
Man, you guys.
Irwin.
Your family is so fertile. I mean, you understand that people would pay millions of dollars to have the fertility prowess of your family. It's amazing, man.
It's crazy.
Boy, it is crazy.
I'd pay $1 million to have his sexual prowess, I think. Would you like to be in a porno?
Oh, shut up.
He'd be
good at it. Thank you, Irwin.
Oh, that's an amazing story,
Thank
Irwin.
You for your courage.
Yes, you got courage.
Give it up for Irwin here.
Yeah.
Woody.
Come on.
It's a hell of a guy.
He is a hell of a guy.
It's an aptly named venue to have Irwin on, too.
All right, the Ranch Report is coming up next.
Fun to do bad things.
Tomorrow morning on the Dunham and Miller Show, we got a good one for you. Troy.